when we got around up to where this light was coming across, that was a break in the trees where we could see the source of the light, and boom, there it was. It was just the most incredible sight. It was unmistakable, you know. People say, oh, they saw some little glow of a planet off in the sky. No, this was less than 100 feet away, and we could see this object outlined against the sky there, and it was unmistakable. One of the guys in the back yelled out, it's a spaceship, or something like that line. And we stopped the truck, and it was not something that I thought very much about. It was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as the truck stopped, I threw open the door and got out. And I started towards it. Because
were your buddies telling you, get back here, Travis?
Well, yeah. It kind of caught them by surprise, so I was a ways away from the truck before they, you know, got to thinking about what the heck is he doing. I was thinking that this object was only going to be visible briefly, and it was going to, you know, just take off and be gone. So I continued towards it. I was, you know, moving pretty fast when I first got out of the truck, but they started yelling at me, you know, what are you doing? When I saw the thing hadn't left, I sort of started slowing down, because I guess I have to admit I was sort of showing off for the crew. So I was sort of committed, and I didn't want to.
You couldn't go back.
I couldn't go back, but at the same time, though, I was really curious to see this thing up close, because I was, you know, still thinking it was going to take off before I got very close. But when I got up closer to it, I could hear this really strange sound it was making. Sort of a mechanical...
like a hum?
Well, it was humming tones and a sort of a cyclic... sound interwoven there. There was some extremely high-pitched sounds, and also a very low rumble, you know, the kind of a rumble that you feel more than hear.
How close were you to the object at about this time, Travis?
Well, there was a pile of logging debris there, so I couldn't get right up all the way to it. You know, it was sort of partly above this pile of logging slash, it was probably, you know, 20 feet in the air, 25 feet in the air, something like that, you know.
So you were pretty close, though.
Yeah, I was pretty close, and it was giving off a really strange glow. You know, the light we were seeing through the trees, when I got up closer to it, it sort of made everything look kind of odd, you know. I don't know what it was about the color of the light or whatever, but it just made everything seem really very, very different up close. But those guys were getting pretty excited by this time. Later, some of them were commenting that it felt like, you know, something was about to happen. I don't know what gave them that idea, but, you know, I was, the fear was building in me, you know, the foolishness of what I was doing was dawning on me. At the same time, I was just, you know, really struck by what I was seeing there. Alan, one of the guys in the crew, was later interviewed, and he was saying that it looked to him like I was just drawn, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I was under some kind of compulsion. But, you know, in my mind, I was thinking all the things I've been telling you, that I was showing off for these guys, and that I was, you know, curious to see this thing before it left. So that was, you know, what was in my mind, and the fear in me was growing, you know, partly, you know, because of their growing fear and, you know, things they were yelling at me. You know.
Did you see any shape or structure to the object, Travis, by that time?
Yeah, I could, looking up, you know, that was just, it sort of had me really transfixed looking at this. It was so perfect, this smooth hull. It was metallic and giving off light, But at the same time, I was reflecting the surrounding trees and stuff, you know. But there were areas that were glowing. It wasn't so bright that I couldn't see, you know. I could still see that there was a structure to it, the edges, and it was sort of sectioned off into darker areas that made it very clear what the shape of the object was, which was like a giant disc, like two pie pans put lip to lip. And about that time, you know, the guys were yelling, they were getting pretty excited, swearing, get the hell out of there. And I really didn't need to be told, but the sound got louder and it started to move. And so I just instinctively jumped for cover, and there was a log sticking out of this pile of logging debris, and I jumped down behind that, and they were saying, get away from that, get the hell out of there. And I, you know, didn't really need to be told at that point, because I was, you know, thinking...
You wanted to get out of there anyway.
Yeah, I was torn between staying hidden undercover there and just getting back to the truck as fast as I could. So I you know, resolved I was going to just jump up and run back to the truck. And as I raised up, I just felt this shock go through my body. It just made me go numb. You know, it's kind of a numbing shock. I don't know. You know, it's kind of like being electrocuted in a way, because, you know, at the same time you're feeling this sensation come through, your ability to sense is going away. But I blacked out. The guys in the truck said that it was just like a grenade going off in front of me, that the force of this just threw me back through the air. And they said when I hit the ground, my body hit in a way that they assumed that it had killed me. And that's what they were saying to each other, get the hell out of here, we gotta go. And so they took off in the truck, and they said they dang near wrecked the truck getting out of there. Like I was saying, it's a very rough road, but they were going just as fast as they could possibly get, you know, running in the trees and stuff.